This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister of Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming the Prime Minister and his delegation, the President said that Mauritius occupies a special place in India's neighbourhood first policy, Mahasagar vision, and in India's commitment to the Global South. The President said the partnership and cooperation between the two nations has been growing steadily in every field. President Murmu said the projects, including hospitals, roads, port development, defence procurement, and joint surveillance, will enhance infrastructure and will have a positive impact on the lives of the people in the coming years. Intel and the US have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. A team of officials from the Office of United States Trade Representative, led by Chief Negotiator for India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement Negotiations, Brenton Lynch, is on a visit to India. The team today held discussions with officials from Department of Commerce in New Delhi, led by Special Secretary on India-US Trade Ties, including on the India-US Bilateral Trade Agreement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that both the nations have reaffirmed their strong commitment to strengthening the Green Strategic Partnership and to an early conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. He also mentioned that the two countries have shared mutual interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Home Minister Amit Shah today stressed that protecting the younger generation from drugs is vital for realizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the two-day national conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force, or ANTF, heads of states and union territories in New Delhi today. Emphasizing that no country can progress well if its youth is not protected against drug abuse, the Home Minister exhorted authorities to take every possible step to make India a drug-free nation.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi presented a concept of building a great, fully developed India by 2047. To build such a nation, it is essential to protect a young generation from drugs. The concept of any great state and its foundation rests on its young generation. We have a huge young population. In case the drug abuse grows beyond a certain limit, it will take a long time to overcome its impact. Therefore, this is the time to fight strongly against drug abuse to prevent the destruction of lives and future generations.
The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will organize Service Fortnight or Seva Pakhwada across the country from tomorrow on the occasion of Prime Minister Modi's birthday. The Seva Pakhwada will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. The BJP said Mr. Modi has consistently underscored the importance of public service and social reforms, first as Gujarat Chief Minister and later as Prime Minister. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that the national target for food grain production has been set at 362.5 million tons for the 2025-26 Rabi season. Mr. Chauhan announced this in a press conference in New Delhi, after he chaired discussions with state agriculture ministers during the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign 2025. Heavy rains have caused widespread disruption across Uttarakhand, including in state capital Dehradun. According to the District Emergency Operations Center, 13 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, while 16 others are reportedly missing. Meanwhile, in Himachal Pradesh, widespread rainfall has been recorded across the state in the past 24 hours, disrupting road traffic following multiple landslides. And Team India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana has reclaimed the top spot in the latest ICC Women's Cricket ODI batting rankings. The opening batter dethroned England skipper Nat Sewabrant after a fine half-century against Australia in the series opener on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.